let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Through his own experience with disability, avid hunter Bill Padilla recognized the real rehabilitating effect hunting can have on an individual. With this in mind, he chose to write Hunting the Comeback Trail to reveal his inspiring stories and those of five other men suffering from health problems who have all experienced the healing effect of hunting, how they transcended adversity to stay active in their favorite sport, men who refuse to let disability interfere with their passion, the drama, excitement, triumph of these men as they're on the hunt. Bill is a Wyoming native who is retired, living in his hometown of Cheyenne. He's been a member of the Foundation for North American Wild Sheep, Safari Club International, Disabled American Veterans, and Ducks Unlimited. Bill Padilla, author of Hunting the Comeback Trail, is our guest on This Week in America. Bill, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you, sir. It's my pleasure.
It is such an inspirational book, and it's a great read as well, Hunting the Comeback Trail. Let's go back to the accident that changed your life, and we'll start there and then tell the story up through the hunting. December 1st, 1978, what happened that day?
Well, we were on our way to a restaurant north of Frankfort, and coming back from the restaurant, we hit a slick spot in the road and went off the road and hit a tree. And there was no seatbelts in the back seat, and I jumbled around until I hit my head. And the passenger, or the driver, bruised his knee, and the passenger put his face in the windshield. But they were both back at duty within a couple of weeks. I was the one who was buried from the service.
And this is something that has been with you all of your life. Talk about that, because you've gone through a lot in your life. Talk about that and how you were able to get through all of this, because a lot of people would just probably throw in the towel at some point. You're there and making the best of your life, writing the book, Hunting the Comeback Trail. What has this journey been like for you?
Well, quitting is not an option for me. It's just the way I was raised. And some of the adversity that I've run into has actually propelled me toward greater things.
Well, it has, and we're so impressed in reading your stories and the stories of the others in your book, Hunting the Comeback Trail. Give us a little more background. Talk a little bit about the injuries you went through, injuries that linger and impact you today. What injuries did you suffer?
I suffered a traumatic brain injury, TBI, and that was before I would nickname it traumatic brain injury, and a closed head injury back then. But I bounced around in the back seat until I hit my head. And we slid off the road and hit a tree. And I never woke up for about a month. I was out of it there at Lansdale Army Medical Center in northern Frankfort.
Yes. Bill Padilla is with us on the program. If you're Googling that to get information on his book, it's Padilla. The book is Hunting the Comeback Trail. The story of Bill and five others as they get into the outdoors and are able to enjoy the sport they love so well, which is being in the outdoors and hunting. How did the idea for the book come about? You know, doing it is one thing, but then being able to tell your story that will motivate and inspire so many people. Where did you get the idea for writing the book?
My dad realized I was a journalist, you know, and a writer. And he said, you got to write a book about this. And we got down to it about 15 years ago. And I finally published it about 10 years ago. And I did it again in 2008. The fastest way they can get the book was to go to my website, Bill Padilla, bill-padilla.com.
Oh, that's
all
perfect.
Lowercase letters.
That's perfect. And we'll send people there and we'll have that link as well. Bill Padilla, bill-padilla, P-A-D-I-L-L-A.com. And and get a copy of the book. It's available, of course, at the usual places, but we'll send you to Bill's website as well. Talk about this love of hunting that you have and your friends who went out there and really against the odds were able to enjoy the experiences. What is it about hunting that is so therapeutic for you?
I don't know. Growing up as a little kid, I always was playing cowboys and Indians or war related things.
Yes.
And I just fell into the love of hunting. So my dad took me out deer hunting under a Madison bow, and we had a 2-point buck that day.
Wow.
But I always remember.
Yeah, those are memories, and then you share these memories with the group, the other five. Talk about putting this group together and what you had to go through to actually get back in the outdoors and enjoy hunting again.
Okay, well, when I first got out of Fitzsimmons, I wasn't in the shape to hunt at all. I was walking in a dream world out there in the woods. And then I get too far from the car and the trailer. And
yeah, I'm sure it took some determination on your part to be able to deal with the disability and not let it interfere with your passion. How difficult was that, especially, let's say, that first time that you're back out there, hunting? What was that like for you?
It was a real, real bummer. I was a hunting guide before I went into service. So I was on horseback every day after mule deer bucks. And there's nothing harder to get than a big mule deer buck. But I put my stuff together and was a guide. And then I entered the service January 1979.
Bill Padilla is our guest on the program. That's Padilla. The book is Hunting the Comeback Trail, Revised Edition. His website is bill-padilla.com. Book available there, Amazon, all the usual places. We'll give you that throughout the program. Let's talk about the message that you have in here to other people that you can adjust and keep your spirit up and stay active. How important is that, and how important was that to you to be able to get back out and going through frustrations in the beginning, but being able to go out and experience hunting again? That's important to make that adjustment for you and for other people in similar situations, isn't it?
Well, a person doesn't have to go into hunting like I did. Anything is demanding, they can push themselves further and further into recovery. I chose hunting because I was a natural love of it. And I was a cavalry officer in Germany. And cavalry go out there and find the bad guys, and then they call up the good guy to come and fight him. That was what I did in the military.
It's such an amazing story that Bill writes about in his book, Hunting the Comeback Trail, at Bill's website, bill-padilla, padilla.com. How about the others in being able to share this experience, this common experience of dealing with disabilities and being out? What was that like for the group, you and the five other people, that experience that you shared during this time of hunting? How important was that to your relationship with the others and for the healing process?
Actually, there was seven of us. The last person I interviewed for the book was up in Spearfish, Wyoming.
Okay.
Spearfish, South Dakota, I'm sorry. And I just took the events and took them and went on to experience the Thumbback Trail. And it was hard at first, but then it became easier as time goes on. And naturally, my stories of success are better as time gets on.
Yes.
Now I'm going to do a knee replacement I had done 8 years ago, and it's not working the way it should.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask, how are you doing today in dealing with everything? How are you doing now?
I'm doing a lot better than I was in the past.
And all of that is documented through the process of Bill and the friends getting out and sharing this. And I mentioned that, I believe I did, in the book you've actually got sort of reference there where people with disabilities, where they can go and get assistance in hunting. That's important to you as well, so other you can open up this opportunity, this avenue for other people to enjoy as well.
Oh yeah, that was one of the main reasons I wrote the book, to help people, help people come back and be able to live again. Like I said before, a person doesn't have to use hunting as a comeback vehicle. But they can use anything demanding sport or demanding endeavor. And just like me, you'll go through some hard times at first, but it gets easier as it comes, as you recover.
Oh, yes. I mentioned you shared the stories of drama, excitement, and triumph. Let's talk about the triumph. What is that like? You go through a period in the book you're talking about, I believe it was Roy, when he spots his first bear out there. You're sharing all of these different experiences that everybody went through. When you have a triumph like that, when you have a victory, even a small one out in the field when you're hunting, what is that like, the exhilaration you get from having something like that, experiencing it once again?
Well, the person you're talking about is Roy Kern. He put his eye out when he was skinning an elk when he was in high school. And he hunts almost as good as he used to before by pushing himself and getting out and doing the activities that are related to hunting.
Yeah, I just, boy, time is going by so quickly, and I want to talk a little bit about that. One of the things you do in the story is, again, motivate other people by telling your story and encouraging other people. Talk about some of the experiences that you went through in adjusting and using hunting to come back. I'm guessing that the comeback trail, a large part of that for you was hunting. This is something that was very important in your life before the accident, and it became a very important and vital part of your life afterwards. Hunting was a big part of how you got back today, how you've been able to survive during this, isn't it?
My folks were a big reason.
Yes.
I survived. And just by pushing myself and finding other ways to hunt, I'm not so much of a walking hunter anymore. I stay in one place and let them come to me.
I mentioned you've got the others. There were, what, seven of you total that were out hunting. What was the reaction of the others, the hunting buddies, when you said, I think I'm going to write a book about this, and then they see themselves and their stories in the book? What was that experience like for everybody, for the group?
That was an important part of their recovery.
Yes.
The guys are dead set on recovering. Only went ahead and took their stories and gave them to me, and I incorporated them in the book. I think they come back around.
What has this been like for you in writing the book? What kind of feedback are you getting about your book, Hunting the Comeback Trail?
Well, everybody that reads it says good things about it. But I know it needs more people to warm in on it and decide to write their story.
Well, it's an important read. It's you sharing your story along with your friends, and the story is so touching and moving. It will, again, motivate a lot of people, bring a smile to our faces as we're reading it in parts, and wonder, boy, it took a lot for you to get through the circumstances that that you had to do this, to lead this life. The book is available at Bill's website, Bill Padilla, P-A-D-I-L-L-A. His website is bill-padilla.com. The name of the book is Hunting the Comeback Trail, the revised edition. You do a good job in writing. You mentioned before that you like to do that. Have you done any other writing? Are you going to do any more books?
I'm working on one right now.
Ooh, what about?
I'm writing my piece. The same aspect, hunting, and more about my injury. 2011. I suffered a horrendous piece of my recovery that I wouldn't want to go through again. I was hospitalized in Sheridan, at the VA in Sheridan, for 7 months, and it was a dying thing to go through.
You've got so much that you've had to endure in your life, and you're still here and doing a remarkable job in documenting this. And I'm anxious to have a chance to read the second book that you're working on as well. This book is Hunting the Comeback Trail Revised. You'll find it at Bill's website, Amazon, the usual places. Bill's website is bill-padilla, P-A-D-I-L-L-A.com. You'll find this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Bill, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you for spending some time with us. Congratulations on the book, touching other people, motivating other people. Hopefully we can talk about the new book. Good luck with that. And thank you for being with us, spending some time on the program today.
Well, thank you, sir. Another place that is available is Amazon.com.
Perfect. We'll send people to Amazon and Bill's website as well, and you can get the full story on Bill and be able to order a copy. And as we get close to the holidays, it might be a nice gift for somebody as well. The book is Hunting the Comeback Trail by Bill Padilla. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.